Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear the most dynamic testimony ever given. This is a divine revelation of hell that the Lord gave to Mary Catherine Baxter. The Lord took her out of her body on 40 consecutive nights and walked throughout the length and the breadth of hell and talked with many people. She saw the size and the shape of hell. She experienced the pain and horror of hell. I'm sure that you will never be the same after listening to these messages. And now, I am happy to present to you Mary Catherine Baxter for her testimony.
I thank God for this opportunity to put on tape my book, The Divine Revelation of Hell, which was given unto me by the Holy Ghost and inspired by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Lord showed me hell. My friends, I give God honor and glory, and I pray that these tapes may go around the world to set the captive free. The Lord showed me the degrees, the levels, and the torments of hell. He also showed me revelations about the beast, parts of heaven, and what happens to babies when they die. He also revealed to me what happens to the servants of God who did not obey their calling. He brought the Word alive to me so that I may present it to you in the revelations and depths of the Holy Ghost. These things that you're about to hear are true. These things are of God to set the captive free and to bring people out of darkness into light. My friend, if you could see the souls that are burning in flames of hell daily, minute after minute, hour after hour, you would cry out against hell and sin. In the Bible, in Revelations 20:10-15 says, hell is a lake of fire. In Luke chapter 16:22-24 says that hell is a place of torment. Mark 9:43 says that hell is a place where lost souls never die and the fire is not quenched. I could not imagine the reality of hell until God took me down there. My friend, I walked with the Lord Jesus Christ into hell. In Matthew 25:30 also talks about hell. Revelations 14:10 says that hell is a place where sinners and unbelievers drink of the wine of God's wrath. Revelations 14:11 says that it is a place where the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever. There is a God in heaven who created all things. He created you and every person who ever lived. He is a holy God, a God of love, righteousness, and justice. He is also a God of wrath, taking vengeance upon every sin and sinner. God cannot tolerate sin. God now commands every person to truly repent of their sins and believe on His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as their Savior and Lord. Jesus came down from heaven, born of a Virgin Mary, lived a holy life, and died on the cross of Calvary, shedding His precious blood as an atonement for our salvation. Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life. I am saying these things for those who are listening to this tape who are not born again. My friend, we must reconcile ourselves unto God. We must die to what man thinks, and we must be true children of the Lord. The Lord took my spirit out of my body and translated me into hell with Him. I walked with Jesus through the things I'm about to share with you. I was in my home in Michigan praying, and the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me. I knew that God was going to reveal things of deep truth unto me. In the beginning of my calling several years before, God had appeared to me and spoken in a brilliant silver light. At this time, it was about 2:00 in the morning, and a brilliant light appeared at the foot of my bed. And as the light cleared up, there stood the Lord Jesus Christ in a human form. He was about 6'3" or 6'4", with very broad shoulders, and His eyes was like looking into rivers of eternity. He manifested Himself to me in this way. He reached out His hand from the center of the light and said, "Come, come with me." And as He did this, immediately my spirit came out of my body, but my body was lying upon the bed. I stood by the Lord, and I looked at my body was laying by my husband on the bed as if it was asleep. Jesus said, "Fear not, For you shall go with me down into the depths of hell, and you shall give this report unto the world. Jesus was with me during this journey, and as we walked and talked through hell, went through hell together, I asked him many questions. He said to me, "Come, my daughter." And when he spoke to me, the top of my bedroom seemed to roll back, and I went with Jesus through the roof of my home. I looked back at my family, and he said, "Fear not, they shall be safe." For all around my home were many angels watching over my children and husband. Jesus said, "I say unto the people, hear and live unto me, and fear not man, but fear God. For I alone, the Lord, can cast your soul into hell, not Satan. Believe this report, saith the Lord, for these things are faithful and true. For the powers of darkness are real, and the judgments are true. I am the door, saith Jesus. No man can come unto the Father but by me. Hear the words of this prophecy, for it is the Spirit of the Lord. He says, I am love, I will forgive. I, the Lord Jesus, shall take my child into hell by my Spirit, and will show her in detail the parts of hell I want the world to know. I will appear to her many times and take her into hell. I will take her spirit out of her body by my power, and we shall go into hell for the writing of these tapes and books. It shall go around the world and bring many to Christ. Jesus said, Behold, my child, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches. We went high into the heavens, and I turned and looked at Jesus. He was full of glory and power, and such peace flowed from him. At times the Lord appeared in a human form, sometimes in a spiritual form. This time he had a long white robe on and a golden belt, and he had a beard and a mustache, and his hair was cut right below his ears. And the power and the love that flowed from Jesus Christ, I have never seen it in earth. We began to go high into the sky, and I could see the earth below. And out of the earth came types of tornadoes, or funnels-like. And I asked Jesus, What are these? Jesus said, These are gateways into hell. And I knew within me that these could not be seen with a natural eye, but with the eyes of the Spirit. I remember hearing people say when they died, they went down a dark tunnel. And I knew this was what they were talking about. We began to descend down one of these gateways into hell. Friends, there was a deep darkness all around, and a smell so horrible that it was hard to breathe. All along the sides of this tunnel were forms of all sorts embedded into the walls, and a gray mesh in front of them. They could move out, but would be still attached to the walls were demon powers behind this gray mesh. A horrible smell and terrible screams came from the inside of this tunnel. My friends, if Jesus Christ had not been with me, I would not be here today to share with you this revelation of hell. These evil spirits seemed to be ready to be spewed upon the earth. Evil laughter rang out in screams of death and an odor so horrible that I could hardly breathe. Yes, I had all my senses, and I was in a spirit form. Truly, the Lord thy God has all power of heaven and earth. My friends, this is not pretty what you're going to hear. Screams so sad filled the air as we came near the base of the tunnel. Piercing cries and screams were coming up the dark tunnel to meet us. I could hear cries of all sorts filling the air. I could feel fear, death, and horror all around, and the smell of decaying flesh was everywhere. Never on earth had I felt such evil or known there were such cries of the dead. There seemed to be a force of evil winds and a small suction force ahead of us. Light and dark shadows flashed in the darkness. I also saw large snakes moving up ahead in the muck of the earth. Screams and cries of regret were echoing up through this tunnel. Hell, Jesus said, lies in the center of the earth. Hell is in a bodily form. Where God has a body of believers, hell has a body of unbelievers. Hell was not created for man. It was created for the devil and his angels. Jesus said again, We're about to enter the left leg of hell. Ahead is such sorrow, sadness, and horror. Forms of evil and souls of many are ahead of us, my child. I will grant you strength and protection as we go through hell. Much of the things you're about to see will save many, many people from coming here. This is real. Jesus said, this is your life if you choose it. And Jesus said, fear not, for I shall be with you at all times, for I will never leave you nor forsake you. My word says that in the last days the mysteries of God shall be revealed, and this is a hidden mystery revealed unto the world. We walked on. Hands seemed to reach out at us from the darkness, and I stood very close to Christ. We stopped from the tunnel into the left leg of hell. Jesus was a bright light, brighter than the sun at times, and the form of a man was inside that light. Jesus says, the Father has spoken. Come, we must obey. Jesus said, you have all your senses in hell that you died with. Fear was on every side, and untold danger was everywhere. Each step I took was horrible, and we walked on to the first pit. My brothers and sisters, as far as I could see, miles and miles into the left leg of hell were pits of fire dug into the earth. These pits were about 2.5 feet deep and 3 feet across, and red-hot brimstone was embedded inside these pits. My friend, I pray that the Spirit of God touches your heart as you hear this, and you'll never be the same, and that you'll never forget that there are people in hell today that used to be alive and walking on this earth. Please, I beg you, if you're a sinner, repent. Come unto Jesus and be saved. We walked up to the first pit, and I heard a cry from the center of this pit saying, Jesus, have mercy on my soul. With horror, I recognized it was the voice of a woman. The burning flesh hung by threads all over her form as she stood there. Here, people, was a lost soul that had died and went to hell. She was a skeleton with a dirty mist inside that was her eternal soul. All over her body hung parts of flesh that was full of decay and dead gray in color. The fire would start at her feet in small flames and go up all over her body. There seemed to be a constant burning of her body. At times the flames were like embers, and she was reaching out to Jesus. I looked at Jesus, and he had such compassion and sadness in his face. The burning flesh hung by shreds, and her color was a dead gray. There was no hair upon her skull. Where the eyes had been were empty sockets. Yet, my friend, that soul had all its senses that she had died with. Cries and moans of regret came from this soul like you have never heard. Jesus said, my child, you're here with me to let the world know that sin is death and hell is real. I looked at the woman again, and I saw worms crawling out of parts of her skeleton form, and the fire did not burn them. And I thought of the Word of God where it says that the fire would not burn the worms. Jesus said she knows they are there, and she feels them within herself. Oh, God, have mercy, I cried. As the fire reached its peak, the horrible burning would start over again, and I watched in horror. Great cries, deep sobs shook the form of this soul as she cried out, lost, no way out, forever lost in hell. Oh, my Lord Jesus, I screamed, how horrible to be in hell, for as far as my eyes could see were thousands burned in hellfire. Their soul could not float outside the rib cage or above the head or hip area. It seemed to be encaged inside of their skeleton form. But yet they could talk and they could move, and they knew everything going on about them. In Luke, in the Bible, it talks about the rich man and Lazarus, how the rich man could speak out of hell, how he could see out of hell. And yet, my friend, the world goes on, and many are dying and going to hell today. We walked on the path to the next pit. The pathway twisted in and out as far as I could see. Burning hands reached out to Jesus, and souls began to cry out to him for mercy. We came to another pit and stopped. And when they spoke, I knew if it was a man or woman. A man's voice cried, oh my God, have mercy on me. Great wailing sobs came from this man. I'm so sorry, Jesus, forgive me. Take me out of here. I have been in this place of torment for years. I beg you, let me out. Great sobs shook his frame, and he was the same as the woman looked, how sad. I beg of you, he cried, let me out. again he cried. Jesus, too, was crying. He looked up and said, my Father, have mercy. And as he did, my friends, the fire seemed to die down some. The man seemed for a few minutes to have flesh on him, and it melted in the fire. His cries were so sad that his whole body shook. Oh, Jesus, have not I suffered enough for my sins? I've been here for 40 years. Jesus said, it is written, the just shall live by faith. All mockers and unbelievers shall have their part in the lake of fire. You would not believe the truth. Many times my people were sent to you to show you the way, but you would not listen. You laughed and refused the gospel. You mocked the Lord and would not repent of your sins. My Father gave you chance after chance to serve Him, yet you would not. My life was forgiven for you on the cross, but you would not repent of your sins and live unto God. My blood was shed for your sins that you might be saved from this horrible place. If only you had listened, said Jesus. Jesus wept. I know, Lord, I know, the man cried, but I repent now, Lord. Jesus said, too late, the judgment has been set. The man cried, O Lord, some of my people are coming here. They also have sinned against you and will not repent. Please, Lord, let me go tell the ones who are yet alive on the earth to repent of their sins and not come to this place of torment. Jesus said, they have my chosen ones, the preachers, the teachers, the elders, and the prophets, the ministers of the gospel to tell them, and many other ways. At this, the man got angry and began to curse, and evil blaspheme words come from him. In horror, I looked at him, and as I did, flames began to rise up to his chest, and dead gray and decaying flesh began to burn and fall off. There was no life or blood in him. Death was all around. I could see the skeleton, like a hand inside a glove, and inside the shell of a man was a soul, and this was a dirty white mist that filled the inside of his skeleton. I screamed, oh my Jesus, how horrible. Jesus said, hell is real and the judgment of God is real. I love them, but this is only the beginning of horrors. I have to show you there is more. Come and follow me. We came to a next pit, and in this pit was a very small frame of a person. And for some reason I knew her age. I knew she was about 80 years old, and I knew it was a woman. I don't know how I knew her age, but I did. She seemed to have a type of skin on her bones, and it was constantly being removed by flames. And somehow I knew that a lake of fire flowed through here at times, for all was burnt and cracked and dry everywhere I looked, except where the pits of fire were. As I watched the fire begin to burn her inside and outside, and I wanted to pull her out of the fire and scream that Jesus would restore her. Oh, God, how horrible, I cried. I don't know if I can go on, for the horrors are beyond belief. These torments existed as far as I could see. Never before had I heard hell preached like this, never before. And I thought within myself, if the world would only know how real hell is, they would never want anyone to come here. Her cries were so sad. She put her bony hands together as if in prayer. And Jesus knew my thoughts. He said, my child, when people are sent here, they have the same feelings and thoughts as when they were on earth. They remember all their families and friends, and all the time they had a chance to serve me but would not. It is always with them. I looked at the old woman again, and this time I noticed that she had only one leg, and there seemed to be holes drilled in her hip bones. My Lord Jesus, I cried, what is this? He said while on earth she had cancer and was in much pain. Surgery was done and her leg was removed. She began to blame God and say God did this to her. She began to grow very bitter and angry towards the Lord. My child, she backslid and she would not turn back unto the Lord. And when she died, she came here. The old woman began to cry out to Jesus and she said, my Lord Jesus, please forgive me. If only I had believed while I was on earth. Great sobs she cried out to Jesus. If only I had believed and repented before it was too late. Oh, my God, help me. I am forever in pain and torment. I cannot die. I cannot rest. Oh, my God, my soul is truly in torment. Jesus said again to her, and he always answered him with his word, you were told to depart from evil, do good, seek peace, and pursue it. You would not forgive others or believe and repent. You had chance after chance. You let bitterness, envy, and strife grow in your heart and would not repent and give it to me nor ask me to take it from you. Sadness was all over Jesus' face as we walked away, leaving the pitiful old soul burning in fire. We came to another pit, and in it, my friends, was a woman as if clawing the sides of this pit. She was bent over clawing. She was in the same state as the others, in a skeleton form, and fire engulfing her. And she seemed frantic to dig her way out of this pit of fire, but she could not. My friend, where her eyes had been were empty sockets, and where her nose was supposed to be was nothing but flames engulfed her. A small fire was burning around her feet and would come up all about her body as she was kneeling and clawing the sides of this pit. We watched as she finally seemed to get to the top of the pit with her feet, and I thought she was going to get out, when a large demon with large wings, which were seen to be broken at the top, shoved her back into the pit. I watched in horror as she fell back into the flames, screaming for mercy. I cried, "Oh, Lord Jesus, why is she here? My child, the judgment has been set. God has spoken. Even as a child, I called her to repent and serve me. When she was 16 years old, I manifested myself to her, and I said, 'I love you. Give your life unto me and follow me. I will train you and teach you my ways. I've called you for a purpose. Fear not. Walk with me. Be gentle, be kind, be forgiving, and understand the will of the Lord.' For years, my child, I called and dealt with her, but she hardened her heart and rejected my sweet spirit. The woman said to Jesus, 'My soul is truly in torment. There is no way out. Lord, I wanted riches, fame, and fortune instead of you, and I got it. I turned my whole life and heart and soul over to the devil, and Lord God, I rejected you. I knew the tenderness of the drawing of your spirit, but Lord Jesus, I rejected you. And this is my end, and this is my torment, day and night. Oh, Lord, although you continued to draw me, I thought I still had tomorrow or the next day. I thought I could serve the devil and the world and repent on my deathbed. But, oh, my God, how wrong I was. One day I was killed, and my soul ended up here.' Oh, how pitiful was to hear the cries of this woman unto the Lord Jesus. And I thought of how rebellious many of us are. 'Oh, my God, have mercy,' I cried. Such deep sorrow filled my soul as we walked on and I walked beside Jesus. From pit to pit we went, talking to the souls in hell. Sin and death and corrupt was all around. 'There are many degrees, many torments, and many chambers in hell,' Jesus said. 'Remember to tell the people of the earth, all of you that hear this tape or read the book on hell, that hell is real. Millions are in hell, and many more are coming. Fire and death are all around. And on the great judgment day, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire. That will be the second death.' I looked into the eyes of Jesus. Such tenderness and mercy came from his eyes. It was so sad to see the suffering of these souls that he gave his life on Calvary for, that if they would only believe the gospel and be saved from this place. I saw the love he had for all these lost souls in hell. I saw the love that he had for me, and he spoke so softly. 'My child, listen to me. Our Father gave every one of us a will, a choice to serve him or Satan. God did not make hell for his people. Hell is for Satan, and Satan deceives many into following him. People must choose whom they will serve. My child, Jesus said, remember my words in the days ahead as I show you hell. Behold what I say. I have all power in heaven and earth and in between. There will be times that it will seem if I've left you, but I have not. At times we will be seen by evil forces and lost souls. At other times we will not be seen. There are things that I must allow you to go through and see that I've not revealed to anyone else upon this earth. You were chosen for this purpose. I pray, people, that you'll be open to the truth and that you will be set free. And on that great and final day when the books are open, that you will not be able to point a finger at me and say, I did not warn you of hell and eternal flames. People, as we walked on through hell, demon spirits of all sizes and all sorts were going by and talking. Jesus allowed me to hear some conversations of the demons. A demon was giving orders to a smaller ones ahead of us, and Jesus said, listen. He said, I want you to hear what they are saying so that you can warn the world about these evil forces, and that in my name, in the name of Jesus Christ, Satan has to flee. Here was what the demon was telling the smaller ones. He said, go to the smaller imps and devils. Do many evil things. Cause problems in home and do much evil. You shall have rewards when you finish. Jesus said, remember that in my name you can cast these things out. And again I heard the larger demon tell the smaller ones. He said, be aware of those that know Jesus and have the power to cast you out. He said, torment those on earth that do not know the Lord Jesus. Go to their families and their loved ones. And he said, I have many other demons that's already went ahead of you to war against these. He said, we will win against God. These demons had eyes that were set way back into their heads, and they had hair all over their bodies. And in hell, my friends, they were real looking. They were like looking at a real solid form. But on earth, I know that they're invisible to the human eye. But in hell, they had forms and they had bodies that were very real. There were different shapes, different sizes, and they seemed to be like in one place and then another very fast. But I remember how this larger demon instructed them to be aware of the power of God and those that had the power of the Lord Jesus and they could cast them out. And how Jesus told me also to remember how that in his mighty name we can cast devils out and people will be set free. And how his angels were always watching over his people and protecting them. We walked on down a pathway past the demons that were talking. And we came to another pit. Cries of pain and unforgettable sounds were everywhere. There was weeping and gnashing of teeth echoing in and out and through hell. Especially through this part seemed to be a different degree of torment. I watched in horror as we came to another skeleton form. And my friends, he seemed to have a make-believe book in his hands. In horror, I watched as the man spread his hands as if he was holding a book, and he began to read scriptures from a make-believe book. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. It will shock you. It did me. Remember, Jesus said, you have all your senses in hell, those that you died with, and they're a lot stronger here. The Lord said, listen, my child, to this man. The man began to read scripture after scripture. Jesus said to the man with much love, peace be still. The man immediately stopped talking, and the form slowly turned and looked at Christ. The man's soul was inside this form, and he said to Jesus, Lord, I will now preach the truth to all people. Let me go tell others of this horrible place. I knew on earth I did not believe there was a hell. I preached that there was not a hell, nor did I believe you were coming again. I compromised with people in my church. I did not like anyone who was different in race, creed, or color. I caused many to fall away from your laws. I made my own rules of heaven and hell, right and wrong. Oh, my God, I led many astray. I caused many to stumble at your holy word, and I knew better. Lord, I took money from the poor. But, oh, my God, let me out. My soul is in torment. Have not I paid enough for my sin? I will do right now, Lord. I won't take money from the church anymore, and I now repent. I will love all race of people. Jesus said, you distorted the holy word of God. You lied about knowing the truth. You knew better, Jesus said. The pleasures of life were more important to you. And I even came to you myself to turn you back unto me, but you would not listen. You went on in your own way, and evil was your God. My friend, you knew the truth, but you would not repent or return unto the Lord your God. I was there all the time waiting on you to truly turn back unto me and stop the sin and the things you were doing. The judgment of God has been set. I wanted you to repent, but you would not. Sadness was all over the faces of Christ as we walked away from the pitiful old soul burning in fire and preaching in hell. We walked on down the pathway, and as we did, my friend, hands reached out to Jesus calling for mercy. With terrible pains in their voices, their bony hands were black and gray from burning. No life, no blood, or no flesh, no organs. All was dead and gray and burning. Within myself I was crying, O earth, repent. Repent unto God truly of your sins. Moans and cries and screams of horror were heard in every place. We walked on down the pathways, and I remember thinking, oh my God, how horrible to behold these thousands of souls lost in hell. As we walked on, bony hands seemed to reach out to Christ as we walked on through the pits of fire. No life, no blood, no flesh, or no organs, all was dead and burning. Within myself I was crying, O people of the earth, repent before you come here. Moans and cries and screams of sorrow was heard in all places. There seemed to be an echo of souls crying out to the Lord Jesus to have mercy upon their souls. We seemed to walk for some time among these pits of fire, and people were crying for mercy uncontrollably. Oh, Jesus, I cried, give me strength to go on. Jesus said, my word is true. Unless people repent of their sins and ask me to come into their hearts and save their souls, my daughter, and truly repent and turn unto me, they will be lost and come to this horrible place. They must recognize their sins and come unto me, for I am faithful and I am just, and I will not cast them away. We stopped at a soul in a pit of fire that was burning, and when they spoke, I knew it was a woman. He turned and looked upon the soul of a woman as she cried out unto the Lord. I felt such pity for all these souls and such sorrow that I could hardly stand. Great sobs shook me. Oh, Jesus, I cried. Oh, how horrible to behold the horrors of hell. This woman stood in the center of flames that covered her whole body, and the flames flickered up around her as she raised her arms to Jesus, crying, let me out, let me out. Oh, my God, her bones were full of worms and dead flesh, just like the others, as she cried out to Jesus. Jesus said, woman, you were given chance after chance to repent. You hardened your heart towards God and did as you please. The desires and the pleasures of life were more important to you than God and His laws. Jesus said, every soul that is in hell had many chances to receive me, my child. Many had heard the gospel over and over, time after time. Every soul that is in hell has heard the gospel at one time or another in this section of hell. Jesus said people must hear the gospel and repent of their sins and confess to the Father in my name. I have taken the keys of death and hell away from Satan. Come unto me and be saved from this place. All whoremongers will have their part in the lake of fire unless they repent of their sins and come unto me. This woman had sinful affairs with many men and caused many homes to be broken up, yet I loved her still. I would have forgiven her if she had truly returned unto me. I did not come to condemn the world, but through me they may be forgiven and delivered from their sins, for I alone have the power to deliver from sin, Jesus said. Many were sent to her to tell her to repent of what she was doing and the life she was living. But she would not hear, and she would not listen. As a young woman, I called her. Yes, she did many wrongs, and I would have forgiven her if she had called upon me. My blood was shed at Calvary that her sins could be washed away, but she would not hear, and she would not listen. Dear Lord, I cried as we walked away, leaving the old soul burning in fire. How pitiful to be lost in hell for eternity. Do not people recognize that their soul will live for eternity? People, if Jesus had not been with me, I could not give you this report. The Lord said Satan does not want the world to know about hell. Satan does not want the truth of this revealed, but it shall be revealed, saith the Lord Jesus. It shall be told unto the world. Nowhere in all my life had I ever imagined hell was like this. We walked on. I said, Jesus, when will this end? Jesus said, my child, only the Father knows when the end shall come. Tenderly, Jesus' voice spoke to me again. Peace be still. Great strength came unto me, and I followed on beside the Lord. I could feel such tenderness, such deep love, pure, undefiled love coming from the Lord. And he said, my child, it is now time to go home. Tomorrow we will return to another part of hell. At home I cried and wept, reliving the horrors of hell. During the day I would pray and I would ask God for divine direction how to tell this unto the world. The next night again the Lord appeared to me and we went back into hell. Again we walked between the flaming pits. And we pass many people in the same torments as I have described earlier. And as I share this testimony with you, it is real. It is real, my friend. For far beneath the earth, even now as I'm telling this, there are souls burning in hell fire. They feel the fire, the worms, and the pain and the hurts. And their cries fill me with much grief. Those souls that we talk to, my friends, are real. They used to be alive upon this earth. And I pray that this testimony of hell touches your heart. I pray that your life is changed as you hear more about hell. We walked on to another pit, and Jesus spoke to a woman that was standing in a pit of fire. He said, while on earth, I called and called you to come unto me and get your heart right with God, to forgive others, to be kind and good, and to love the truth and righteousness. I even visited you many times in the midnight hour to tell you of my love and to draw you unto myself by my spirit. You said you would follow me. With your lips, you said you love me, but you did not mean it with your heart. Jesus said, I sent others to tell you time after time to repent of your sins. I wanted to use you to minister to others and help them find me, the living Christ. You wanted the world instead of me. And the Lord began to continuously tell her how he had dealt with her, how he had called her, had sent people to prophesy to her, yet she hardened her heart against the Lord. The soul and the shell of this woman was talking to Jesus. Jesus said, O woman, you're still full of lies and sin. Yes, I called you, but you would not hear. Being a church member does not get you to heaven. You must be born again of the Spirit of God to enter heaven. You cannot go to heaven with sin in your life. Your sins were many and you would not repent. You caused many to stumble at my word. You would not forgive others of what they did to you. You pretended to love and serve me in front of Christians and in church. But away from church, you lied, you cheated, and you stole. You led a fruitless life. You gave heed to seducing spirits and enjoyed your double life. As Christ talked to this soul, I recognized that she had been leading a double life upon the earth. She had lied to her friends. She had never truly given her heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. She was fooling people, but she had not fooled God. Jesus went on to talk to her, and he said, you will not listen to my spirit of compassion. He said, when people were sent your way, you judged the outside and not the inside. You sinned in your heart and would not repent. Many people, after receiving me, need deep healing inside, extra love, extra care. Many were abandoned, many were raped and abused and forced to sin and do evil, and you were very hard on them and very cruel. You judged the outside of the person. You were very cruel and hard. You would not repent. You knew the ways of the Lord and you understood, but yet you led a double life. The Lord was talking to this soul burning in hell fire. And the Lord didn't seem to have much compassion on this soul because she seemed to have rejected over and over and over again the word of the Lord. We walked away from this pitiful soul crying. Jesus said, many in the last days shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and serve sin. He says, "Come out from among them and be separated unto the Lord. Choose you this day whom you shall serve." The next pit we came to had the form also of a skeleton burning in fire as the others. I smelt the odor of death, and there was a horrible, horrible odor echoing through this place. This soul began to talk unto Jesus. I listened to this soul speak to the Lord. She was speaking the word of God. "Dear Lord, what is she doing here?" I cried. The woman said, "Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light of the world is Jesus. Follow him all your life and serve him. He loves you and will save you. Come unto him." I thought, "My Lord, what is she doing speaking the word of God here in hell?" A demon come up and shoved a spear at her and told her to shut up. Other echoes of hell of souls begin to scream at her to stop. And I cried out to the Lord, "Oh my God, why is this woman here?" Jesus said, "Listen, my child. She was called to me at the age of 30 to preach the word of God and to be a witness of the gospel. She knew the truth." Then the Lord begins to go on and explain about this woman's call of God and how she obeyed God, how she took the word of God and she began to preach the gospel, and how she began to go out all over the world and minister. And then she began to tell how she taught about holiness and how she was faithful in her house. And as the years went on, and how pitiful this woman's cries was unto the Lord. And I thought within myself, "God, what is she doing in hell?" Jesus said, "Hear and listen what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches." One day while this woman was out preaching, she found out that her husband had committed adultery upon her. The man came to his wife and repented. He was tempted by the devil, and he gave in to temptation. This woman knew the word of God. She knew to forgive, but she would not forgive her husband. He went to the church, and he repented unto the church, and she yet would not forgive him nor ask God to help her. Her husband was wrong and did sin, but this woman knew my word. She knew to forgive, and she knew with every temptation there is a way of escape. Anger began to grow inside of her, and she would not give it to me, saith the Lord Jesus. She turned more bitter each day and said in her heart, "Here I am serving God, and he's running around on me. Do you think that is right?" The Lord said, "I begin to deal with her, to give this burden unto me," but she would not. Jesus said, "Many times I tried to reach out and talk to her, but she would not listen. Her heart grew bitter, and much sin entered in. Murder grew in her heart. Instead of love, anger. Hate began to grow inside of her. One day she was so angry, she killed her husband and the other woman. Satan took her over completely, and she killed herself. I looked at this poor soul lost in flames of hell, and I listened as she spoke. The cries of this woman were so sad, and she cried out to the Lord. "I will forgive now, Lord," she said. "Let me out, let me out. I will obey you now, God. I am preaching your word in hell. Can't you see?" She said, "In an hour demons will come and take me to be tormented worse. For hours they would torment me because I used to preach your word. My torments are worse, Lord, because I was a preacher of your word." With sorrow, Jesus and I walked away. He looked up and cried, my Father, have mercy. "Repent, O earth, for the sins of this life or death," I cried. "Children, do not take drugs. Call upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will deliver and help you. He has many angels to send to help you. Do not take things to hurt your body. Call upon the Lord, and he will hear and answer. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. There is hope in Jesus Christ. He loves you." And now, my friends, I feel the Spirit of God. I feel led to pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray right now. I pray for grace and strength for people to continue on in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for those out there, Lord God, to turn from darkness into light. I pray for people out there, Lord God, that the deliverance power of the Holy Spirit go forth and that chains are broken off of people. I pray, Lord God, that you bring people out of darkness into light with this gospel. I pray, Lord, that the Spirit of the living God opens up people's eyes that they can see and come back unto you, Lord Jesus. I pray, Father, and ask that the anointing of the Lord flow forth over this, Lord God, and that many are set free. And I pray, Father, this goes around the world, that many can come unto you and to be saved. And if there's anybody out there that's hearing this, it's not born again, ask Jesus Christ into your heart. Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you. Ask the Lord Jesus to save your soul and wash your sins away by the blood of Jesus. Ask Him to strengthen you and lead and guide you. I pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I am Mary Catherine Baxter, chosen of God to share with you the mysteries and hidden treasures that God has revealed unto me. As I continue my testimony, I yield unto the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me as I share with you the mysteries of Christ for the end times. We must recognize that we're serving a God of love, but also a God of wrath and a God of judgment. He is just and a righteous God, and we must wake up to the truth and have a just balance in His holy word. Jesus said to me, we're going to go back to the belly of hell, for hell lies on her back in the center of the earth. Jesus gave me the exact measurements of hell. God wants you to be aware of the horrors of hell. As we walked on into hell again, ahead of us I could see much light. It was a dim yellow light. We came out of the left leg of hell onto a dirty ledge, and as far as I could see was much activities ahead of us. Jesus said, you're in the belly of hell. Jesus said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven and heal their lands and their bodies. There is a heaven and there is a hell. People, wake up, obey the gospel, and live unto righteousness. These things are faithful and true. Remember, only those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life will enter into heaven. The first activity we came in the belly of hell was on a small, dark hill in a corner. There seemed to be a circular area in the belly of hell. As I stood with Jesus and looked out over this vastness of hell, the Lord Jesus spoke unto me again and said, peace be still. I am going to reveal many things unto you, my daughter, to be told unto the world. We are in the belly of hell. He said, these things are happening now, my child, and will continue until death and hell are cast into the lake of fire. Much sorrow, much grief, and evil are ahead of us. Hearken, Jesus said unto me, what you're about to hear is true. Take heed, you ministers of the gospel, for these are true and faithful sayings. Awake, evangelists, preachers, and teachers of my word, all of you that are called of the Lord to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus spoke with such sternness. Jesus was firm and full of authority when he said these words unto me. And I looked, and this is what I saw. I saw small, dark, clothed figures marching around an object in this part of hell. We walked closer, and I said to the Lord Jesus Christ, what is this? My friends, I could feel fear like I had never felt before. I wondered, oh, my Lord Jesus, what is this? After Jesus had spoken with such authority and seeing the dark figures marching around an object, I wondered within myself, my Lord Jesus, what could this be? Jesus knew my thoughts, and he said, child, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches. He said, there is a soul inside that object. Come, and I will show you. We seemed to be in the air above this object, and as I looked, my friends, it was in the shape of a coffin. And this may sound horrible to you and unbelievable, but this is true. This is what I saw. I saw small, dark figures marching around a type of coffin, and it seemed as if the top had rolled back, and there inside was the same type of skeleton form I had seen all through hell. And my brothers and sisters, these demon spirits was tormenting this soul within this coffin. It was the soul of a man, and the screams and the cries of this soul echoed through hell. No hope, no love. This soul had lost all feeling of ever being helped. There was such a cry of hopelessness coming from the soul. I heard a cry of despair and sorrow fill the air as he screamed,
for mercy and for help. This soul had abandoned all hope. Oh, my Lord Jesus, can you not let him out? So pitiful was the cries of this soul. Jesus said, "Peace be still, my child." The man saw the Lord, and he began to cry out to the Lord Jesus for mercy. He said, my Lord, let me out, let me out. Have mercy on my soul. I have been here for such a long time. Jesus said unto me, "This soul, my child, was a preacher of my word. He used to serve me with all his heart, and he led many unto salvation. Some are still serving me today." With sadness, Jesus spoke these words. "My word means what it says, be ye holy, for I am holy. My word says, keep my commandments and love the brethren. The lust of the flesh, my daughter, the deceitfulness of riches led him astray. He let Satan rule him in the end instead of my spirit. My daughter, he had a wonderful big church, a fine car, a very large income. He began to steal from the church offerings and began to teach lies, and he knew better. Oh, my Lord, I felt such sorrow and compassion for this soul, for I could hear the cries of this man so pitifully as Jesus spoke. My child, Jesus said he spoke part lies and part truth. He would not let me correct him. I sent many to him to tell him to repent and preach the truth again, but he would not. He knew the true gospel of Jesus Christ, but he loved the pleasures of this life more than the life of God and the praises of man. He knew not to teach or preach any other doctrine except the truth. He caused many to stumble and fall in the end. He once knew holiness, he knew not to sin. He said the Holy Ghost was a lie in the end. He said you could be a drunkard and get to heaven even if you did not repent. Much sin entered into him, my child, and he would not repent. He said God would not send you to hell. God was too good for that. He caused many to fall from the word of the Lord. He said he did not need me, for he was as God. He also said he wanted to open seminars for this kind of teaching. My holy word was trampled under his feet. Yet I loved him still. My child, remember, this soul knew my ways, my power. My anointing and my love was upon him. But he chose the world instead of me. It is better to have never known me than to know me and turn back from the Lord. If only he had listened to me. If only he had cared about his soul and others. He did not listen to me, and when I called, he would not hear. He had eyes to see and ears to hear, but he would not hear and he would not see. He loved the easy life. He listened to the voice of Satan instead of me. One day he was killed and came here. Satan torments souls more that have preached my word. This is his torment, my child. In horror, I watched the demons march around this coffin. Oh, my people, he seemed to have a real heart. And blood was running from it, and it was upon his hands. Jesus said, the blood of many are upon his hands. Jesus said he knew the truth, yet he would not obey the truth. Too late, too late. With sorrow of heart we walked away, hearing the cries of this soul echo through hell. Oh, Lord, how awful, I cried. I felt so very sick inside. Satan is the deceiver of many. What you're about to see will help many to resist the devil. What I am telling you on these tapes will help many of you to understand the works of Satan. Oh, my Lord, how awful to be lost in hell forever. We walked on to a small clearing. There were stones all about and a wall made of dirt. Stones were above and light filled the space above us. This place was about the size of a ballroom. I didn't understand why this was so. It seemed to be in color. Jesus said, what I'm going to reveal to you is about evil works of the devil, and I want it told unto the world. Jesus was revealing to me what goes on in hell and upon the earth. For out of the heart of hell comes forth invisible demon powers that join forces with the prince and powers of the air, causing much damage to the earth through Satan. But we have power over the devil in the name of Jesus. Jesus said Satan is a deceiver, and I will reveal his tricks unto many. And as he spoke and began to explain these things to me, where the stones were, there seemed to be music coming out into the air. And as I watched, I saw Satan come out, and two men on each side of him, and they had their backs unto me. They had a black robes on. And as Satan raised his arm, out of the side of the stone of this wall came five women. And these women had flesh upon them. They looked real. And they began to stand in a line before the devil. And they began to do types of dancing into music as Satan raised his arms. And I watched in horror as I looked at these beautiful women. They were beautiful in form. They seemed to be immaculate. But yet somehow inside of me, I knew they represented seducing spirits upon the lands. I watched as Satan raised his arm and the women stopped dancing. And there seemed to be fire that would come about their feet. An evil presence filled the place. An awful, evil, seducing presence of the devil. Oh my God, I thought, what is he about to do? He began to speak to these women. He began to instruct them what to do upon the earth. And he began to tell them how they were going to go upon the earth and do certain things, demonic powers, evil forces in many places. He told them they would go all over the world and do seducing works for the devil, and they would begin to seduce souls into hell. I watched as he gave them commandments and he spoke unto them. And as they began to praise the devil, and he warned them if they would not listen to him, what would happen to him. He raised his arms again, and my children right before my eyes, I saw their bodies begin to fall apart. And only a form remained full of demons and evil spirits. Only dead gray flesh remained, and their skeleton was full of demons. Oh my God, I screamed to Jesus, what is this? The Lord said, listen and behold. These evil spirits began to cry unto Satan, dear Satan, we will obey you. Give us back our forms. And as they spoke, my people, snakes began to crawl out of these forms. Oh, my Lord Jesus, how horrible I cried. Jesus said, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches. These skeleton forms possess much evil. I saw the evil beings speaking to Satan, but they could not see us. Oh, Satan, give us back our forms, they cried, and we'll obey and do your will. An evil laughter filled the air, and Satan waved his arm again, and the evil beings returned as women. Listen and obey, he said. Do my bidding at all cost and serve me. This is the devil talking. You shall keep these beautiful forms as long as you obey me. When I release you, you shall go up on the earth to all these places. And as I looked, Satan raised his arm again, and on the stone wall appeared a type of movie. And in this movie place, you could see all parts of the world. You could see stores, you could see banks, you could see nightclubs, a beach, a bakery shop, a department store. All over these places on this wall projected different places in the earth. Satan laughed and said, you will deceive many and cause many to fall from the truth of Jesus Christ. You shall seduce many. You shall go all over the world and do my works of evil and return to me with reports. My friend, the devil is real. We have power over the devil in the name of Jesus. But in the book of Ephesians, he says, put on the full armor of God that you may resist the devil and he will flee. Satan laughed and said, there is no end to what I will do. I watched the screen again and the people of all walks of life flashed before me. Satan said, I will send you evil seducing spirits to different parts of the world to get me souls. You shall lure souls into witchcraft, different cults and different sins, different false doctrines and different religions, to plant seeds of subjection, to lead men and women astray from the true gospel of Jesus Christ, and to destroy the works of Jesus Christ. This was Satan instructing these seducing spirits what to do upon the earth. People hear what Satan is trying to do. Satan told him, you shall have much power to use your invisible forms to do much harm. The carnal mind cannot see you. A tall stand was brought before the devil, and papers were upon it. He picked them up and began to read to these women, and he began to instruct them what to do. Jesus said, "Watch and hear and learn of the deceiving tricks of Satan." Satan instructed the women as this: "Pick out many souls each week and work on them. I will give you a certain number of days to accomplish this task. Now go to all the places that you see up on the screen. In 1 month you shall report here again, and I promise you that men will desire you and you will have other spirits to help you as you call. I will win against God," he cried. Jesus said, "People, you are in a war against Satan." The devil raised his arm, and again as the women began to laugh and seemed to go up into a vapor of smoke up out of hell into the earth, I looked at the movie screen again and I saw these seducing spirits launching out over the earth. Satan said, "I hate the Lord, and I will work much evil against God. I will win." I thought, "Oh my Lord, how awful Satan is to do such horrifying things against God's people." I watched as this movie screen disappeared, and a tall stand was again brought before the devil. He picked up some more papers and began to read them. And then I saw as he turned around and him and the men turned and vanished away. I pray that the prayer warriors out there hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto them. And they begin to cry out against sin and cry out against the works of darkness and to bind these seducing forces that Satan sends out of hell. For we have the power in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, "These things are true and these sorrows are real," said Jesus. Souls are dying every seconds of time. Souls are slipping into hell. The screams are heard by the Spirit of God. Jesus said, "We must work while it is day, for night cometh and no man shall work." The sickle is ready to gather the harvest. God's voice is like a trumpet. He spoke in a voice that sounds like many waters and said, "Listen and hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Many are you in the valleys of decision. Don't wait until Jesus says it's too late. Jesus will keep you from these deceiving and seducing spirits and give you wisdom over them. He said, "I will protect you from evil. I will keep you in all your ways. I will save your family. I will save your loved ones. Call upon me today and live," saith the Lord. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting, but he that soweth to the flesh shall reap corrupt. My friend, I'm trying to the best of my ability to reveal unto you what I saw and what I heard. These things are true, and they are revealed to the church in this hour. I pray that the knowledge of hell will be opened up to you. The Lord Jesus said, "Come, it is time to go." It is now the next night, and again we went back into hell. We entered into a large area, as I spoke about earlier, and far as I could see were more activities in this part of hell, different types of torment and much evil, and they were like flash yellow fires here and there, and there was a smell, my friends, mixed with sulfur and dung, and an odor so horrible that I could hardly breathe, and I could hear again the cries of the dead. Many evil forms and spirits hurried here and there, and all kinds of evil works seemed to go from this spot. There were many places of tormenting of souls in this area. Jesus said that this was 3 miles around. And Jesus said, "Look up." And then the belly of hell seemed to go in a circle up. And Jesus said there were 17 miles high. These jail cell was above the belly of hell. There were jail cells embedded into the walls in the dirt of hell. Jesus said Satan is a tormentor and deceiver of souls. There are groups of demonic powers here that go up on the earth at times to hurt and afflict others. It looked like some kind of horror movie. Screams and cries and weeping and gnashing of teeth could be heard all over. Cries of regret, no hope. All love had departed, knowing that their destiny was the lake of fire. Oh, my God, how awful to be lost in hell. I looked at the ground. It was light brown in color, and there was no life or grass. All was dead-looking, and for some reason I knew a lake of fire flowed through here at times. Some places were damp and very dry with an awful odor of dung. A moldy smell filled the hot air. Satan, Jesus said, uses many devices to deceive people and lead them into hell. He said, "Come, I want to show you the torment of souls and more tricks of the devil." We walked a few feet past more evil beings, and ahead was a large black object that seemed to move up and down. Jesus said, "This is the heart of hell." People, what I'm about to tell you is real. And believe me, it is in the center of the earth today as you hear this testimony of hell. As I watched this large black object moved up and down, and a foul odor filled the air even stronger. There were things that looked like horns, that looked like snake skin on the outside of it, that seemed to come out and go up through the earth. I knew that in hell they were visible to me, but above the earth they were invisible. And Jesus said these was the horns that Daniel saw. It comes out of hell and is spewed upon the earth. This thing was alive, and its color was the blackest of blacks. We walked on past the heart of hell, and Jesus and I began to go up on the ledges where the jail cells was in the center of hell. And again, Jesus said, "These are 17 miles high. As far as I could see up were rows and rows of jail cells with a dirt ledge in front of them. And these jail cells were black bars, and there was a place for a lock. And every 25 feet was a large demon with a set of keys in his hand. And as I looked up, I wondered how we were going to get up there. And immediately, Jesus' power translated us up there. Jesus said, "These things are faithful and true. Never before have I revealed them so clearly in detail to the people of the world. Death and hell one day will be cast into the lake of fire. Until then, my daughter, these cells will be here, full of souls with torment, suffering, and in great pain." Jesus said, "Remember, I will save you from this place. This is why I came to the earth, to give my life for you. I gave my life to stop you from coming here. I knew all these horrors were here. I am the Son of God," Jesus said. "My Father's mercy is real. He will forgive you. Call to Him in my name today." And Jesus said, "I will wash away all your sins and keep you from all evil." Jesus said, "The people must know that Jesus' love is real, that He loves them so much, that He gave His life upon a cross, upon Calvary, that His shedding of His blood could save us from this horrible place. If we would sincerely repent unto the Lord Jesus Christ and confess our sins unto Him, He would be faithful and just and wash away all our sins and make us a new creature in Him." We stepped onto a ledge about 4 feet wide, and as far as I could see was another ledge in a large circle. Behind the ledge, embedded to the earth, were jail cells, as I described earlier, one beside the other, and they were about a foot apart, with dirt in between. Jesus said, "These are 17 miles high, starting from the bottom of hell. Sin and demonic powers have put many souls here. You shall see and talked to many souls, my daughter, that were in witchcraft and who worked all kinds of abominations against God. Many of these have been here for hundreds of years, souls that would not repent, but worked evil against the Lord. People with familiar spirits, sorcerers, drunkards, evil women and men who would not repent. There are also others in these jail cells of other types of demonic works. Here are many people who worked much evil against the Lord. Many people knew to do good but would not. Evil and sin was in their life. Jesus said, my child, reprove the people. Behold, let those who hear understand. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Forsake evil, do good. Repent unto God in my name. I am the door, said Jesus. These things are faithful and true. He said, come and follow me. I walked on beside the Lord. I looked down to the center of hell where all the activities were, and there was a dim yellow light which filled the entire area. I could hardly make out the forms because as far as I could see, there was many, many cells ahead. I said, surely the ones in these cells could not be more horrible than the ones in the pit. I heard cries and moans and screams coming from the cells and was feeling very sick inside. Sorrow filled my heart. Jesus said Satan has many ways to deceive people, many ways he uses to get people to turn from the true and living God, by temptation of drugs, strong drink, whoredom, witchcraft, idol gods. Many fall into sin. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We began to walk on. A sound I began to hear got louder and louder. About 25 feet ahead, or every 25 feet, I saw a large demon about the size of a large bear. Great cries came from the inside of each cell. I walked very close to the Lord. Soon Jesus stopped in front of a cell. A light filled the area. Jesus made the light. I looked about me. There was dim yellow lights in many, many places, and I could make out in clear detail the area where we were. As we looked, brothers and sisters, this is what I saw. Truly, this is what I saw. A skeleton form of an old soul set in a type of chair, a rocking chair. I don't know why this woman seemed to look it real and then vanish into a skeleton form. I was shocked. Nothing was in this dirt cell except this old chair. The cell's walls were made of clay dirt and molded into the earth. And the only part of the cell that was metal was the front door. Oh, my Lord, how horrible to behold. I looked at the old woman, and for a second or so, she seemed to have real flesh, color mixed with gray. She rocked back and forth, and as she did, tears rolled down her cheeks. I screamed and said, oh, my God, why is she here? She was in great pain, and I wondered, oh, my God, what had she done? All of a sudden, the old woman began to change forms. I was in shock as I saw this. Great cries of pain came from her. There seemed to be a constant changing of her features, and then she would return back into her skeleton form. When she saw Jesus, she cried, oh, Lord, have mercy upon me. Let me out of this place of torment. She sat up in the chair and reached her old bony hands out to Jesus, but could not touch him. And she changed again. I stood beside Jesus, and in horror and astonishment, I said, oh, my Lord, what is happening? She said, Jesus, I know now your love is real. I know your love is true. Let me out. Let me out. Cries of despair came from her. In horror, I watched as part of her flesh began to be removed by something. Jesus said, my child, she's not what she appears to be. She fell back into the chair, still suffering in hell. Only a skeleton form remained, and a dirty mist inside that was her eternal soul. Black burning holes remained where eyes should have been. Empty socket, moans, and cries of regret came from within her. Oh, how sad was this woman. Jesus said, many times while on earth I called her to repent. She said, I have no time for you, Lord. I like the things I am doing. I like serving Satan. Him I will follow. She laughed at the ones I sent to tell her of my love and my power to deliver her from evil. She enjoyed the evil she did. She would not listen. She was in witchcraft. From a child, she was taught to practice witchcraft. The powers of darkness were in her family. Many of her people are in hell today because they would not repent of their evils. She caused many harm to many people. She was a worshiper of Satan. They loved darkness more than light. They served Satan all their lives. And when the gospel was told them, they rejected the truth and would not repent of their evils. Jesus looked at her with great pity. It is too late now, too late. If only she'd given her heart to Jesus, I thought. The old woman began to cry and shake and cry out to Jesus for mercy. How pitiful! An awful, awful thing to be lost in hell. Jesus said after death she arrived here. She was deceived into believing Satan's lies. Satan told her that he would give her a kingdom and that she would never die. My friends, you need to hear what God is revealing to you, to all of you who are in the occult, who worship the devil. Please listen. I beg you to open up your heart unto Jesus and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches. Jesus said Satan told her that she would never die and would serve him forever and that he was the giver of life eternal. Satan is full of lies. He deceived her right into hell, and this is her torment. This is her kingdom. She thought when she came here that she would still carry on her evils. This is her end. And then she'll be cast into a lake of fire to be burned for eternity at the day of judgment where the beast and the false prophet shall be. Jesus said, in hell you remember all you did on earth. You remember all who came and told you about the way of truth and of salvation and about my power to forgive sins. There is no excuse. The scriptures say in Luke 16:25. Son, remember that thy lifetime receivest the good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but he is comforted, and now thou art tormented. Jesus said, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth, and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. Matthew 13:49-50. And the Apostle John, in relating his visions of the beast and the false prophet, said, they were both cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. Revelation 19:20. My friend, the Word of God is true and it does not lie. I pray that you grab hold of these truths and shout it everywhere you go. And tell the people there's a living, burning hell. Tell the people in the cult world to wake up. Tell the people that are in idol worship to wake up and stop their sinning and turn unto a living God and to quit worshiping false gods and false idols. God means what he says. He wants to give his people joy. He wants to give his people love. He wants to give his people deliverance and power from these evils. There's no excuse, saith the Lord, for those who know the wages of sin is death. If she had repented before death, truly repented, I would have forgiven her and saved her soul and set her free. But she would not listen. This is her end. O earth, Satan promised her a kingdom of her own. She caused many souls to follow Satan. This was to be her reward from the devil, a kingdom of her own. Quote, she praised the devil and trained many black witches and white witches in the way of black arts of Satan's kingdom. She was a server of Satan. When she appeared to Satan after her death, he laughed at her and said, this is your kingdom, hell. He said, I deceived you on earth to get your soul, and I got many others in the process. You shall be here in this torment of hell forever, Satan said to her. I hate you. The woman was brought to this cell by demons and tormented night and day. This is her reward for following Satan. Satan did this to her. She is changing from one form to another, but her real form is the soul inside her skeleton. May the unjust find out before it's too late. Satan is a liar and will destroy you if he can. After a season, she'll be brought before the devil and greater torments will be afflicted her soul. Jesus said, I called her many times to repent of her evil, but she would not. Many are in these jail cells, such as her, that was in cults of witchcraft and Buddha worship and idol worship across the land. Her end is what you see and theirs. On the great and final day, death and hell will be cast into a lake of fire. Oh, my Lord, how horrible. I looked at the woman who was lost forever in suffering and pain and said, Lord, Lord, have mercy. We saw a large demon coming to the front of her cell, and as if he did not see us, he was making a loud noise. An awful odor came from him, and his color was brown and dirty looking. His wings seemed to be broken at the top. and the woman screamed in horror as he came near her. "Oh, Jesus," I cried, "what is happening? This demon torments her often." And I watched as he took her off somewhere. Oh, my Lord, how horrible. I heard moans and groans from all the cells as we went from cell to cell. We stopped pretty soon in front of another one. And again, this is what I saw. There was a woman who had a color of a blue-gray, and parts of her decaying flesh were missing as the others. Blackness was in her bones. She had on some type parts of clothing which were on fire, and worms were crawling in and out of her form. An awful odor came from this jail cell. Torn rags hung from her arms, and they were on fire burning, but the fire did not seem to burn up the rags. In horror, I looked at her. Oh, my Lord, how horrifying. She seemed to have something in her hand. Great sobs shook her body, and great welling cries of regret came from her. Jesus said she also was a servant of the devil. She sold her soul to Satan to work for him, and she did much, much evil. She taught and practiced witchcraft to many and turned many to the path of sin. She was a soothsayer, a diviner, and a medium for Satan. She gained much favor with the devil and all the evils that she did. She knew how to use her powers of darkness for herself and Satan. She went to devil worship services. She was, at one time, a powerful tool for the devil. She practiced black arts and was full of dead man's bones. I looked at this pitiful soul, now lost for eternity. Dirty pieces of cloth were falling from her hands, and sorrow filled my soul. She seemed to hold tight to some type of rag, and as I looked, it was a type of rag doll. The smell of death filled the place, and I saw the woman change as the other one, and I screamed, and I said, "Oh, my God, what is this?" I had never been in the cult. I'd never known anything about witchcraft except what the Holy Spirit had told me and what I'd learned in church and by other people, and this was horrifying to see. Oh, Lord, how horrible to be lost in hell. Jesus said, talking about the woman, she sold her soul to the devil to get much evil powers from him. Many of you listening to this tape need to hear and understand. She had gifts of evil. These was powers of darkness she used. Some people on earth work in the occult, the witchcraft shops, palm readers, and cults of all kind to pull many souls unto the devil. A medium of Satan is a powerful tool of evil. They are being deceived and fooled by the devil. Some workers of darkness cannot speak to Satan unless their medium speaks through them. They make human sacrifice to the devil. They try many ways to stop the true gospel of Jesus Christ from being preached. If the world only knew the depths and degrees and torments the devil goes and does to the hearts and soul of mankind, they would surely turn unto Jesus Christ. Again, Jesus began to stress how his blood was shed to save people from hell, and how he would wash away the sins if the people would only repent unto him. Jesus said there are many all over the earth who sell their souls to Satan, thinking they will live forever. But they will not. But they will die a horrible death. They should believe God's word. Satan does many evils to try to overthrow God's plan, but he shall not. He was defeated at the cross at Calvary. Jesus took the keys from Satan. It is not the Father's will that anyone perish. The first place Jesus Christ went off the cross was into hell and wrestled that old devil and took the keys away of death and hell. Jesus said after this woman died, her judgment was hell. The demons brought her before Satan. In anger, she asked why the demons controlled her, for on earth she controlled them. She asked the devil for her kingdom as he had promised her, and he laughed at her, and he told her the same as the other woman, that he hated her. He told her that the Bible was a lie. He had told her on the earth that God was not true. Satan laughed now at the woman as she cried for her kingdom. He said, "This is your kingdom. I am your kingdom." People, do you not see the tricks of the devil? Do you not see how the devil deceives people right into following him? He laughed and scorned in her face. Satan is the father of liars. He spoke to the woman. I deceived you to be used by me. I used you for many years. I will never give you my kingdom. The devil moved his arm at the woman, and it seemed as if her very flesh was being ripped off her bones. She screamed in pain as a large black book was brought before the devil. She screamed in horror as the fires burned her. He opened it and read his finger down the pages until he found her name. He said, "Yes, you did serve me on earth. You got me many souls. Your punishment was not be as bad as the others." Evil laughter rang out from him. Satan stood and pointed a finger at her, and as he did, a great wind, an evil force, filled the air. A howling thunder arose from him, and Satan said, "Get your kingdom if you can." She fell to the ground as she tried to get up. Great sobs of regret came from the woman as demons began to attack her and on her bones. People where she seemed to have flesh now was gone, and only her bones remained. Great cries of sorrow filled the air as she was taken to this jail cell. Oh, Lord, how horrible to be lost in hell. We must cry out against sin and against the cult and people that worship idols and Buddhas. She was told Satan could stop anything from killing her. Satan promised her glory and fame, but deceived her and led her to hell. All the souls that take any part in witchcraft, evil occults, demonic powers, black magic, idol worship, or any form of satanic worship will go to hell if they do not repent. Repent now and call upon the Lord. I was sick many days in the spirit during the preparation of this report. If you read in Daniel, he also got sick when God began to reveal certain things to him. There are things of darkness that are too horrible to write down. Horrible forces of death and the smell of decaying flesh. Flash fires of hell and deep pits with no bottoms. Evil laughters of demonic forces are everywhere. And when you die, my friend, if you're a sinner, you go to a living hell. Demons with chains drag that soul through the gateways of hell. People, repent of the work of darkness before it's too late. For we all shall stand before the judgment seat of God someday. I feel right now to pray by the power of the Holy Spirit and to pray for you out there. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, if you're a sinner, if you're in the cult, that you'll repent right now and give your heart unto the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved from these sins and these abominations unto God. Amen. My calling in God is dreams, visions, and revelations, a handmaiden of the Lord. I do not exalt myself, but I lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, and I lift up His great works. Right now, the Lord is speaking unto me that His Spirit is tugging at many of your hearts out there hearing these tapes, and you need to turn your life over to God. You've been hypocrites, you've been backsliders, and you've been living a lukewarm life with the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants you to give all your heart back unto Him, not halfway, and to let the fear of God come back upon you before it's too late, and to serve the Lord in righteousness and truth. Amen. After these things, the Lord said, come on, I want to show you something else. We begin to walk on, and at once we were seen to be translated in the air again in the belly of hell. We seemed to be like half a mile up. And I remember looking about me and seeing the flash fires, and I began to feel the fear of many of the lost souls in hell. All at once there was such a force of wind and a sound of horror. Great forces, flashes of fire began to race up the sides of the walls of the cell, burning all that was in its path. Flames began to reach into every cell, and cries of pain and horror filled the air. Jesus said, "Watch and listen and hear and tell this report unto the world." I watched as Satan appeared in the center of this, and he was throwing the fire into the jail cells. He was forcing the souls to praise him. Satan was causing more fire to go into the cells. He stood in the flames, and he seemed to enjoy the cries of the pain. As he moved his arms, fireballs came from him going to torment the souls. Remember, these cells were 17 miles high, where cult workers worshipped Satan, the ungodly that worked all abominations against God. Screams and great cries of pain came from these cells, for the souls were being burned over and over, yet they could not die. Evil laughter of demon spirits filled the air, and Satan seemed to grow more powerful from the cries of pain and hurt. Jesus said Satan feeds on evil. He glories in pain and hurt. I watched him as a reddish-yellow flame with brown edges grew all about him, and a wild wind blew his garment. Jesus and I stood together, translated into the air over into an area watching this. My friend, there was a smell of burning flesh and dung fill the air. An evil force again came from Satan, and I heard him laugh again and again as the souls cried out and worshiped the devil, screaming for him to stop. He walked and the flames did not burn him, and I saw his backside. Evil laughter filled the center where he was, and he got glory out of these tormenting of these souls. I watched as Satan seemed to go up in a puff of smoke and disappear, and I listened as his voice began to echo through the cells in hell, telling them to worship the devil. His evil voice filled the air, and they all began to scream and cry. They said, "We will worship you, Satan," and they began to praise the devil. Oh, how horrible to hear this thing in hell. Jesus said, "They all have heard the true gospel while they were alive on the earth. Many times salvation was preached to them. Many times my spirit called them to come unto me. They would not hearken or come and be saved." They still remember that in hell, all the true gospel that they ever heard. They know the truth. Satan is a liar and afflicting many. Satan said to the souls as he disappeared, "This is your kingdom." He is full of evil and lies. I heard him say that to the souls that this is your life for eternity. Cries of regret came from these burning souls. Jesus said, "My salvation is free. Whosoever will, let him come and be saved from this place of torment. I will not cast you out." I felt such pity for all these lost souls, such sorrow. I heard the Lord say, "Come, let us go." Such love, such compassion was on Jesus' face for all these lost souls. If only they had listened unto the truth would have set them free. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Call upon him while he's near, and he will answer you. Do not believe a lie and be damned. Follow the Lord in righteousness. He will answer when you call. As Christ and I walked on together into hell the next night, we came to a dark figure. He looked like an angel, but he had no wings. And as I looked, he was holding something in his hand. I heard weeping and gnashing of teeth. No hope was in this place. The figure that stood before us was about 30 feet high and full of darkness. He was great in stature and knew exactly what he was doing. He had a large disc in his left hand, and he held it underneath, reaching out as far back as possible, getting ready to throw it. I looked and I wondered what this was. Blackness was on the outer edge of it. Jesus said, "This is outer darkness." I heard weeping and gnashing of teeth. "Dear Lord," I said, "what does this mean?" Jesus said, "The king said unto the servants, bind him hand and foot, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." I said, "Lord, you mean your servants are here?" "Yes," said Jesus. They turned back after I had called them. They loved this life better than my ways. They would not make a difference between good and evil and stand for truth, love, and holiness. You must not turn back after you know me and have the knowledge between good and evil. Believe me, I will keep you in all your ways and supply all your needs if you will do good and be righteous. If you sin, you have an advocate with the Father in my name, Jesus said. Be truthful, have a forgiven heart, and be obedient, for I come in an hour that you think not. I watched as the huge figure began to cast the large disc out of hell. It came out of hell up through the earth, and we followed it. I heard weeping and gnashing of teeth. The disc went high into outer darkness and then stopped. Jesus said, "My word means what it says. They shall be cast into outer darkness." We went out of hell and followed it high into the sky. We stood on the edge of this disk, and we seemed to be about an inch high, for the disk seemed to have got larger. The fear of God began to fall upon me as I looked, and then to a sea of fire. There was fire inside this disk, and there were souls swimming inside this disk, and they were on fire. I saw souls burning and trying to get out of the fire. Their bones had no flesh, and they were trying to swim to the sides and screaming in horror. Burning, boiling flesh was before my eyes. Be prepared to meet the Lord, for we know not what hour day he will come. As I watched, I saw souls that were sealed inside the disk, and the seals were opened by angels. And there seemed to be nations and kingdoms inside. And I saw an angel open something, and brothers and sisters out of it seemed to march other nations of people, men and women, boys and girls. They were marching straight into the fire, and I wondered who would stop them before they reached the everlasting fire. I cried, O Lord, stop them before it's too late, before they reach the everlasting fire. That is what the Lord is calling every one of us to do, to reach out to the lost. We need to tell our friends, our neighbors, our husbands, our wives about the gospel of Jesus Christ and about this revelation of hell, to open up their eyes to see and their ears to hear. The voice of Jesus said, those who have eyes to see, let them see. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Awake my people before it's too late. Cry out against sin and evil. Call upon the Lord and he will save you. Many who hear these tapes and read the book of hell will believe and wake up. Many will not, because their hearts are hardened. These things are faithful and true, and I'm taking you through hell to reveal to you the things of hell. Sin is death. The fearful and unbelieving will have their part in the lake of fire. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, Matthew 25:41. In 2 Peter 2:4, we read, God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them into hell to be reserved till damnation. I turned again and looked at the large disk with gross darkness all around. I thought, Oh, my Lord, how many are already lost and no way out. I was reminded of the coals burning like a barbecue grill. This is exactly what the disk looked like. Oh, Lord, help me to tell others of this place. Let nothing stop me. I must work the works of God, of him that sent me. I must do all I can, for the call of God is upon my life. Jesus said, Come, we'll go to another part of hell. I saw a vision as Jesus spoke, and in the vision I saw an old farmhouse that looked dead gray with dead trees and high dead grass surrounding it. Grass was very high, even higher than the house. All was grayish black. It was out in the center of a field. No other buildings were around, and death was everywhere. You could feel fear and death magnified over and over. It seemed to be echoing in the air. I could see inside the windows of this house. There was a shape of a large person inside, dark, and his appearance was very evil. He was moving and coming out the front door. It was the form of a man with very large muscles, and he came out the front door into the porch. I saw him clearly. He was about 6 feet tall and built like a weightlifter. He was dead gray in color. He had hard scales on his body like a serpent. His head was very, very large, and his legs bowed because of the weight of his head. His feet were hoofed. They looked like pig's feet. His face was very evil-looking and very old. He had eyes that seemed to have no life or soul. His face was very broad, and I knew that this must be the devil. In the vision, I saw him walk off the old porch, and he shook the earth. At the top of his head were large horns. They went up out of sight. They seemed to grow as I watched them. Jesus said, Watch. I saw the horns begin to get bigger and bigger, and they came into homes, churches, hospitals, and many other buildings. They were invisible to the natural eye, but through the Spirit of God they can be seen. I saw these type of horns going into businesses, offices, jail cells all over the world. I saw them moving, destroying, killing, causing people to lie, cheat, and steal. I saw many people fall into Satan's tricks. I saw their horns spew out demons and workers of darkness upon the earth. Dark clouds came out of them in evil forms, and serpents of all kind and shapes and sizes was hitting the earth. Jesus said, because of these things, men will become lovers of their own self instead of God. Jesus said, if you love your home, your car, your land, your buildings, your business, silver and gold more than me, you should repent and turn back unto me. Jesus said, for I'm a jealous God, and you must love me with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength. You must forsake the lust of the flesh and follow me. I saw the horns move over the face of the earth high into the heavens, and I saw new kingdoms arise, and I saw divisions and destructions of many things. I saw men and women worshiping the beast as he walked back and forth upon the earth. Suddenly, I realized I was in the midst of a great tribulation. I was praying with all my heart, O Lord, help us. And then I began to see two large spiritual beasts begin to rise out of the earth and war against each other. I saw many people stand and watch this war, for this was a vision God was showing me about the end times. I saw great objects come in between them as they were fighting and stood on each side of the large beast. I saw as they began to try to destroy one another, and one seemed to take on more power than the other one, and the people began to worship the beast in his image. I felt lost and undone as I watched this. There seemed to be a paralyzing force come out of this type of disc, and there seemed to be nowhere to run. I don't understand it, but I felt trapped, even in the spirit. At once Jesus lifted me up higher until I was looking down into the vision, and there seemed to be a type of escalator going down into the earth, and the two beasts were on each side as they began to change. I watched my brothers and sisters as these horrifying forms seemed to take on souls out of the earth. This was an end-time vision, and the Spirit of the Lord had said to me to tell it unto the churches. Seducing spirits have entered the lands, and doctrines of devils have entered into the churches. These evil beast powers have seduced the people into following them. This is what the Lord was showing me about end time visions. He said unto the people, do not do unholy things in your marriage bed. Unholy acts between married couples are being done. Wrong teaching, seducing spirits have entered into the churches. Some from the world and some from the churches, they are wrong. Do not defile the body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Repent, O people, repent. Behold, O earth, I am the first and the last. Serve me, the creator of the universe. I give life and not death. Arise from evil. Call upon me and I will heal and deliver you. The things told to you will come to pass. My children have cried out from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Repent, for the Lord is coming. Be ready. Great shall be the reward of those who keep my word and my commandments. Behold, I say if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will forgive their sins and restore. I desire to save, to heal, to deliver all that believe and call upon me. Sanctify a feast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God. Call upon the Lord, for the day of the Lord cometh, it is at hand. I will restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. My great army which I send among you will not break its ranks. They will do exploits. They shall not be beaten, for I will give them strength. They will shout like a trumpet, and they will call upon me, and I will hear them. Call upon me, you ministers of the Lord, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger and of great kindness, and he repenteth of evil. Call a fast, a solemn assembly, a true fast, a sincere fast that I will hear and I will heal. There were other parts of this vision in hell. We came back to the belly of hell again and began to walk towards a small opening. Jesus said, this is a part of the center of hell. Jesus said, "Be not deceived, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the Spirit of the Lord shall reap life everlasting. But he that soweth to his own flesh shall reap corrupt." We came to a cell on this place in hell which had a beautiful woman in it. I don't know why she had flesh, but she did. The top of her cell said B.C. I heard the woman say, "Oh, Lord, I knew you would come back someday. Let me out of this place of torment." Her clothes were of an early age. "Let me out," she cried, "let me out. I have been here for centuries, and I cannot die." Do you hear that, people? I cried, "Oh, my God, how horrible to be in hell forever." Again, she cried out to Jesus, "Have mercy on my soul." Softly, Jesus said, "Peace, be still." In sorrow, I listened as he spoke to her. "Oh, woman, you know why you are here." "Yes," she said, "but I will change now, Jesus. I remember when you let all of those out of paradise. I heard your words of salvation." "I will be good now," she cried. "I will serve you." She clenched the bars of the cell. Horror was all over her. "Please, oh please, let me out. Many of my people for many generations have come here." She began to change right before my eyes. Oh my God, I watched in horror. Her clothes changed and she began to burn in fire. How horrible to behold the burning of this soul. "Dear Lord," I cried out, "what is this?" I felt so sad inside. Jesus said, "All servants of Satan will go to hell unless they repent and stop their sinning. There is no end to her torment. Their smoke will ascend up forever," Jesus said unto the woman. "You knew on earth your end. Moses gave you the laws of righteousness, but you would not repent nor listen. You were an instrument in the hands of Satan, a soothsayer, a witch. You taught many the arts of witchcraft. You loved darkness more than light. Your deeds were evil. Sin reaps sin and death. You did much harm to the saints of God. You would not repent of your evils. Many came to you to get you to serve the Lord God, but you would not hear, nor did you care. Jesus said, 'It is written, the just shall live by faith.' If you had repented, God would have forgiven you. He knows all things. Too late, too late. The judgment has been set." With much pity of heart, we walked away. There was no end to the pain and suffering. Her hands reached out to us as we walked away. And I thought, oh my God, how awful to be burned for hundreds of years in hell and yet could not die, and feeling the constant torment of pain and suffering. We stopped in front of another cell, and I heard a man's voice calling out, "Who is there?" Jesus said, "He is blind." I heard a sound and looked ahead of us and saw a large demon again with broken wings. I stood close to Christ. We turned to look at the man who had spoken. He was in a cell with his back to us. He was hitting the hot air and saying, help me, please, somebody let me die." Oh, my people, what torments, awful torments. Tenderly, Jesus said, "Peace, be still." The man turned and said, "Lord, I knew you would come for me. I repent now. Let me out. I still have the desires to do what I did on earth. I was a horrible person. I would not let your spirit change me. I knew by using my handicap for my own selfish gain, I was a sorcerer for Satan. I deceived many to follow Satan, but, oh Lord, I repent. Let me out, let me out," he screamed, and his screams got louder and louder. "Jesus, you sent many to me while on earth to tell me the truth to save my soul. I cursed them and caused them much harm with my evil powers. I fooled many people with my powers of darkness. I was a warlock for Satan. Oh, God, I now repent. Let me out of this place of torment. Night and day I'm tormented in flames. There is no water I thirst," he cried. The man kept on calling out to Jesus. Dry sobs of sorrow filled my soul. Jesus said, "All sorcerers, adulteresses, whoremongers, homosexuals, lesbians, and all workers of darkness will have their part in the lake of fire and the cells in the pits in hell if they do not repent before they die." It is time that the world awakes and receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The Bible describes a place of future punishment for sinners and unbelievers to be a lake of fire, Revelations 10 and 15. A place of torment, Luke 16, 22 to 24. A place where lost souls never die and the fire is not quenched, Mark 9, 43 to 48. A place of weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth, Matthew 25, 30. Matthew 8, 12. Matthew 24, 51. I am a living witness. I am an eyewitness of what Jesus Christ revealed to me about hell. I've been there and back to hell many times with the Lord Jesus Christ to bring this testimony unto you. Hell is a place where sinners drink of the wine of God's wrath, Revelations 14:10. A place where the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever. Let God be true and every man a liar, Romans 3:14. The responsibility of spending eternity in a lake of fire and brimstone is yours and yours alone. God loves you. Christ died for you. Please, won't you believe and accept him today? We walked on and we came to another jail cell. A man's soul was inside of there. I knew when he spoke. He said, "Oh Lord, I knew you would come and release me. I now repent." He was also full of flames and worms. All the souls that we talked to had worms crawling out of their souls and into the fire, and the fire did not destroy them. And they knew and felt all that went on about them. And they could not run all over hell, for they were encaged in certain compartments, certain levels, and certain degrees. And this man was in a jail cell. The man was full of lies and sin. Jesus said, quote, "You knew you were a disciple of Satan, a liar, and you deceived many. The truth was never in you. You heard my words often and made fun of salvation and the Holy Ghost. You would not depart from evil. You would not seek peace or pursue it. You lied all your life. You would not listen." Jesus said, "All liars will have their part in hell. You blaspheme the Holy Ghost." The soul began to curse and say many evil things against my Lord and Savior as we walked on flames engulfing him. Jesus said, "Whosoever will, let him come. He that loses his life for my sake will find life more abundantly." These are judgments against sin upon those who fail to repent while on earth. Rewards are given to those that get saved and stay saved by my word and overcome, saith the Lord Jesus Christ, and live according to my laws and commandments. Many people try to serve God and Satan at the same time, but this is impossible. Choose you this day whom you shall serve. We came to a next cell. Cries of sorrow came from within. "Not again," he cried, and we looked upon the skeleton of a man huddled upon the floor. His bones were black from burning, and his soul was a dirty mist inside, as I have explained earlier. I looked closer, and parts of his body was missing, and I screamed, "Oh, my God, what is this?" I saw smoke and flames come up around him. Jesus said, "My word is true. I'm sent of God to save men and women from sin and death and hell. Believe the gospel and be saved from your sins." Jesus said this man's sins were many. He had murder and many hates in his heart. He would not repent and believe the gospel. I would have forgiven him if it only come unto me. I said to the Lord, "You mean, Lord?" He thought while alive that you would not forgive him of murder and hate. "Yes," said Jesus. If only he had believed and come unto me once he had heard the gospel. Instead, he did more sins and died in them, and this is where he is today. He had many chances to serve me to believe the gospel, but he refused. Too late, too late. He said he was unworthy. He said that I would not forgive him. My child, that is unbelief. I will forgive them. I will forgive murder. I will forgive hate. I will forgive those who've aborted babies. I will forgive, saith the Lord, even to the uttermost. We walked on, leaving the poor old soul crying to the next cell. Horrible odor began to fill the air again, and moans and cries and screams were everywhere. I felt so sad and wanted to run out of this horrible place, I thought of my family and my husband and children above upon the earth, and I cried, "Oh, God, I don't want none of them ever to come here." We stopped as we heard a woman's voice scream out to Jesus for help. I looked, my friends, into seemed to be a real pair of eyes that melted into hot flames. I didn't know what this woman had done, but the horror of seeing her broke my heart. She said, "I'll do right now. I'll stop all the sins I used to do, Lord." She clenched the bars of the cell. Burning flesh fell off her bones. She said, "I was once saved, and you healed my body of cancer. You said, 'Go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you.' I did good for a while, but as time went on, I began to go back into the world and the lust thereof. I went out with men, and soon lust entered into my body. Nightclubs and strong drink were my love. I loved drinking and men more than you, Jesus. I went back into the world and was seven times worse. I felt your pull at my heart, but I would not give in. For a few years of worldly lust, I gave my soul for an eternity in hell. Oh, how foolish I was." Again, she said, "I become lovers of both men and women. I destroyed many lives before my death. I was truly possessed by Satan. I still felt your pull upon my heart to repent and to be saved, but I refused. I kept thinking that I had another day to turn to Christ, but oh my God, I waited too long." I saw her old sad eyes again begin to burn into flames and disappear. I screamed and fell against Jesus. I cried, "Oh my God, will the world ever believe how real this is?" I cried, "Wake up, people, before it's too late." Jesus said, "There are many people here in this tape who will say this is not of God, but many others will believe and know it's of God. Many will turn into righteousness through this. This testimony is true. Those that know my word and ways and still will not repent shall be turned unto hell." After this, we walked away and went on, and Jesus said, "It is now time to return home." I was sick for many days after I had seen these horrible things. Jesus and I stopped on a hill looking down into a valley. We had left the jail cells and had walked into this place. I could hear the cries of the dead and loud noises fill the place. Jesus said, "This is the jaws of hell." As he spoke, I saw many dark forms fall down out of somewhere past us into the bottom of the hill. Jesus said, "These are the souls, my daughter, that have just died upon the earth and have come to hell. This goes on all the time. Oh, my Father," I cried, "have mercy." Jesus said, "I love you, my child. My love for you is real, and I will reward you for telling the world what I have shown you. Awake the people of the earth about the reality of hell." I looked far down into the jaws of hell, and it seemed like a porthole in the earth. Cries of pain and torment came up into my face. "Oh, Lord, when will this end?" I thought. "I'll be so glad to rest." All at once, I felt so very lost and sad, and I turned to look at Jesus, but he was not there. "Oh, Lord," I cried, "Lord Jesus, where are you?" And I remembered his words. He said, "It would seem at sometimes like I have left you, but I have not." I cried, "Lord Jesus, where have you gone?" People, what you're about to hear will frighten you, and I pray that it will make you a believer. If nothing else I have said during the whole revelation stirs you, I pray that you will never forget what I'm about to tell you. If you're a Christian hearing this, make sure of your salvation. Be ready to meet the Lord at all times. Be ready, for you know not what hour day he will call. If you're not born again, call upon the Lord, and he will save you from this place of horror. Again, I cried for Jesus and began to run down the hill, looking for him. Soon, I was stopped by a large demon with a chain, and he laughed, and he said, "You have nowhere to run. Your Jesus will not save you. You're in hell forever." "Oh, no," I cried, "let me go, let me go." I fought with this demon, and I screamed as he touched me, and he seemed to be binding me with a chain. As I lay there, a strange film began to cover my body, and I did not know what was happening or why the Lord had left me there. In horror, I screamed and screamed, but I could feel as if my flesh and my skin were coming off my bones. Oh, Jesus, I cried, where are you? I looked at myself, and holes began to appear all over me. I was becoming a dirty gray color, with black grayish flesh falling off of me. I screamed in horror. I screamed out for Jesus, but I did not know where Jesus was. It seemed to me, my friend, if holes began to appear in my sides and my legs and hands. Oh, no, I cried. I am lost in hell. I began to scream for the Lord Jesus Christ. I had my sound mind. I knew everything going on about me. I could feel worms like crawling in my body. My whole body seemed to be decaying. Then I knew everything and could remember what was happening on earth. I could feel, I could see, I had my mind. I seemed to see myself within myself. And I was lost in a dirty skeleton form, but yet I could feel all that was happening unto me. Many others were in the same state as I was, as far as I could see, in this mountain of souls in the jaws of hell. Oh, Jesus, I cried, where are you? Pain like you would never believe came over my form, and a horrible odor began to fill the place. I cried in pain. I wanted to die, but I could not. I felt fire in my legs, and I screamed, Oh, my Jesus, where are you? I rolled and cried as all the others did, and we laid in heaps in the jaws of hell, and our cries filled the air. Unbearable pain ripped at my soul. I screamed, Where are you, Jesus? What is happening? Is this a dream? Will I wake up? Am I really in hell at all these others that Jesus and I had talked to? Had I sinned against God? What had happened? In horror, I realized I was in hell as one of the souls I had seen and spoke to. I could see through my form, and the worms began to crawl over me as they did the other souls. A demon said, Your Jesus let you down. You are Satan's now. An evil laughter came as he picked up my form and began to take me somewhere. I began to scream out to God and wonder what was happening. The demon said, We hate Jesus and all he stands for. Oh, Lord, I cried, save the people of the earth. Wake them up before it is too late. Many Bible scriptures began to come to me, but because of the fear of the demons, I did not quote them. Moans and screams fill the dirty air. I was taken and shoved in some type of cell in the earth, similar to the other ones I had saw. And I began to scream and cry out unto Jesus. A rat crawled near me, and I kicked it away, and I screamed for mercy. I thought of my husband and my children, and, Oh God, don't let them come here, I cried. The Almighty's ears was not listening to the cries of those in hell to deliver them. If only the world would listen. This is true. Oh, the pain of sin. I screamed and cried out to Jesus to have mercy on my soul. A fire broke out and began to burn slowly towards me. I begged for death, but death would not come. My cries seemed to fill the whole jaws of hell, and others joined in, lost forever. I fell to the floor in a heap, feeling all the torments of hell that I had seen others in. I could hear a sound echoing in the air, and it was as if the jaws of hell were opening again and again, and many more souls were falling into hell. You have your sound mind in hell, and my mind was working in full force. All parts of my soul was alive and knew well what was happening. I remembered my whole life and all who had come to me. I remember praying for the sick and Jesus healing them. I remembered his words of love and his devotion for me. I wondered, Oh my God, what am I doing in hell? If only I had been more like Jesus, I cried. I knew there was life above, and I looked up hoping to see something or someone, but the light faded away. Darkness and a dim, dirty fog filled the place. A dim, yellow light and the smell of rotten flesh. Minutes and seconds and hours seemed like eternity. When would this end? Large snakes crawled past the outside of the cell. I cried, "Oh, Lord, let me out." But I had no strength to get up. My soul was alive and knew everything. I saw the jaws open again and more souls fall into hell. And I heard the sound echoing again through hell. I wondered if I knew anyone. I wondered if my husband would come here. Hours went by and the place began to fill with light. I wondered what in the world was going to happen next. I thought it must be the next day because light began to fill the place. There was a great shaking, and the earth seemed to be enlarging itself. The cells began to sink back into the walls to make room for other cells to be added. Hell had truly enlarged herself. More souls fell into hell before my eyes, and I saw large demons dragging souls past me on chains. I fell down into the cell and begged to die, but I could not. Again the fires and the pain came. The earth shook, and I felt the ground move. Hell truly was enlarging herself. Over and over, the same process seemed to go on for hours of torment and pain and fire and suffering, of being thirsty, but yet I could not die. I called to Jesus, but there was no answer. Such a feeling of being lost, no hope, no love in this place, all death and despair. Darkness filled the place again, and I stood and cried. Others joined in, begging God to let them die. All at once, I was removed from the cell by an unseen force, and I was standing by the Lord near my home, and I cried, "Lord God, why did you leave me there?" I fell at his feet in despair, and Jesus said, "Peace, be still." Jesus said, "I had to take you there and leave you there as one of the souls who had sinned against God and was cast into hell. I was there all the time. I had to let you experience the reality of hell. You had to actually feel the torments of hell so that you could tell others. By this experience, you will bring multitudes unto me." I fell asleep in the arms of Jesus, and when I woke, it was the next day. I was very sick for many days. I relived hell and all its torments over and over. I pray that tapes and books go around the world, that you will take your Bible and learn the knowledge of God. I thank God that He chose me to share this testimony and these revelations with you. These things that I have shared with you from the depths of my soul are true. These are powerful truths of God to shake you. God wants you to know His love for you. He will forgive you no matter what you have done. If you are a homosexual, if you truly repent, God will forgive you and deliver you. If you are a lesbian, God will forgive you. Or if you are a cult worker, or if you're in any of these sins that God speaks about in His holy word, call upon Him and He will forgive you. If you're a murderer, God will forgive you. Whatever your sin is, God sent His Son to save you. He has the power to forgive you and wash away your sins. Jesus Christ is coming soon to catch away His people. Those that are looking for His return and are born again of His Spirit will be caught up to meet Him in the air. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as I close these tapes in prayer, I pray that the anointing of God goes out on these tapes. I pray in Jesus' name that the Spirit of the living God touches every heart that's heard these tapes, Lord God, and this testimony of hell. And their eyes shall be opened and their ears unstopped. And they'll repent of their sins and turn into a true living God and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Brother and sister, if you're a sinner out there, ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you of your sins and to come into your heart and save your soul. And to wash away your sins by the blood of the Lamb. And Jesus will come into your heart and make you a new creature. And you shall be born again by the Spirit of the living God. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you get into a good church, good Bible teachings, and grow in the statue of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Baxter, and thank you for sharing with us this divine revelation of hell. My God, what a stirring testimony that God has given to you. My friends, if you desire additional cassette tapes or the books of this divine revelation of hell in both Spanish and English, You may write to Dr. T.L. Lowry, Post Office Box 54095, Washington, D.C. 20032. And we'll be glad to share all of this information with you. The cassette tapes are available in a one-cassette version, a two-cassette extended version, and more complete version of this testimony. And then the books are available in both Spanish and English, as well as other languages. Also, at the same time that Christ took Mary Catherine Baxter on this tour of hell, He also took her into a vision of the heavenlies. The cassette tape, as well as the book, is now available of this portion of the testimony, which is just being newly released, and it is entitled, The Vision of Heaven. If you would like English or Spanish versions of this portion of the testimony, please once again write to Dr. T.L. Lowry, Post Office Box 54095, Washington, D.C. 20032. And my friends, keep looking up, because the Lord Jesus Christ could return at any moment.